and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Salen, and today's topic is, as usual, largely going to be based on this week's A Dad's Point of View column, which is called Generations. My columns can be found in over 100 newspapers and websites worldwide, or just go to brucesalen.com and hit the Writing Plus tab at the top of the page. When you get there, and you'll get a drop-down menu with all sorts of options, which include the weekly columns. Today, we have Wayne Levine for the Men's Room, Pastor Drew Sams for Teen Wrap, and back again, Dr. Jennifer Weberman for the Women's Room. You can follow me on Twitter, at Bruce Salen, and please like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page, and I hope you'll stay in the loop and sign up to receive my newsletter, which is on the homepage at brucesalen.com. Tonight, it is Ask Dr. Jennifer at Dad Chat at 6 to 7 p.m. I always tout Dad Chat because it's a wonderful live community of moms and dads, and whether you're listening to this live in Santa Barbara right now or on delay on one of my other stations, doesn't matter if you can join the particular one I'm talking about or not. Every Thursday from 6 to 7, we meet, and we have people from all over the world that join us, usually between 100 to 200 people. And there will be somewhere between 1,000 and 2,000 tweets exchanged in the 1 hour. And it's what I call brain exercise, as well as, for me, a lot of fun, networking and meeting people that I might not otherwise meet. And we often have literally 6, 7, 8 different countries represented, people staying up in all time zones. The new Because I Said So comic strip is called Dad Explains ED. I'll leave that to you and your own personal view of sex ed. And the new I'm Not That Dad vlog is called Coffee with Kim. Please follow and get to know my wonderful friend, Kim Tracy Prince, and that is her Twitter handle, at Kim Tracy Prince. I will do a life lesson, and then I'm going to rant a little bit. So let's go with a life lesson first.
You got to action to it the positive E-L-M-I. I need the negative. Mm-hmm. Latch on to the...
I'm Bruce Salen, and this is A Dad's Point of View. Stop worrying about being your children's best friend and worry instead that you are their best parent. The job of being a parent is not being your children's best friend. Yet too many parents confuse the two and try to be their children's buddy. To achieve this buddy status, they forego being their best parent. That may mean not being strict, not holding high standards, or relaxing them when their children pout or throw a tantrum. Being the best parent may sometimes mean your son or daughter doesn't like you at a given moment. So what? Being liked isn't your job. Being their best dad or mom is. I'm Bruce Salen. You can find me at brucesalen.com. And please, indeed, be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Salen, that's one of you.
It's so interesting with that life lesson how many parents really conflate being their kid's friend with being their parent. They are not the same, because being a parent often means doing things that you wouldn't do if you were a friend. And that was the point of that life lesson. So I promised you a rant. I am going to break one of my cardinal rules that I break every now and then. I'm going to talk a little bit about world events and politics, because I am troubled. What's going on in the Middle East right now, to me, is horrific beyond compare. Our president's, anemic response, particularly our Secretary of State's anemic response to apologize, as Mr. Obama has done over and over again, instead of stand up for what America is about, what our values are about, in contrast to the hooligans that murdered our diplomats in Libya and trashed our embassy in Egypt and are doing the same, I gather, in other places in the Middle East. It is sad times we live in. The upcoming election to me is an election of importance beyond anything in my lifetime, and I've lived in 7 decades. I'm not that old, but if the math kind of works, I was in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, and 2010. I think that's 7 decades since I was born in the 50s. If Obama is reelected, our country may never recover its exceptionalism. He doesn't like America being exceptional. I personally love America being exceptional. And I am really going out on a limb here, in talking my political view, because I'm scared. To some degree, if I were not a parent, I wouldn't be scared. I wouldn't be scared because I've lived a great life. I'm in the last third or so of it, and okay, so what? But I have kids who are looking at a very uncertain future. I think I am the first generation of parent that has little expectation that my kids will do as well as I have done. I just hope they come close. So I'm concerned, and I'm really curious what you feel about this. Do you feel there's so much at stake? Do you feel the world is somewhat upside down? Do you feel like I do, that Israel is the one beacon of decency in the Middle East, yet the whole world seems to want to piss all over Israel? I don't get it. And our president, I believe, is not standing up for Israel, one of our longest and most reliable allies and the only decent country, in my opinion, as far as its citizens go, in the Middle East, while Iran is continuing to flag its nose and thumb its face and views at everyone while it pursues getting a nuclear bomb with the clear desire to annihilate another nation. This is okay? And our president thinks it's okay? The Democratic National Convention takes God and Jerusalem out of its platform? And then, excuse me, wow, and then doesn't own up to the obvious vote that wanted it out of the platform. The whole thing, what has happened to our democracy, whether you agree with the Democrats or the Republicans, that incident, public, in which the mayor of Los Angeles took three voice votes, hoping for a different result, only getting a more defined result each time. It was really a sea change moment for me. So I know I'm overreacting probably or getting overly emotional, but I feel that way right now. I just returned, as you know, from taking my son off to college, feeling a little sad about that. So that's enough. I'm done with the politics. I will now totally shift to something completely not political, which is the wonderful new Ricky Lake Show. I am a friend of Ricky, or friends of Ricky is the hashtag, and I think I was one of the first dads invited to be part of that community. And we were invited to the premiere of the show, all of the friends of Ricky that were able to come, which was this past Monday. And it was all about social media, and it was a lot of fun. Ricky Lake is a joy to be around. She's an infectious personality. And the community that I'm now part of, this Friends of Ricky Lake or Friends of Ricky community, of which anyone can be a part of it, is just a great group of moms and dads and people of all walks of life. In the audience, I got to sit next to the YouTube superstar, iJustine. I'm sure you know who she is. She's had just a modest 350 million video views. 27-year-old young girl who is just a doll. On every level. No airs about her whatsoever. But I did get a chance to actually appear on the show when Ricky Lake asked if anybody had met their spouse online. And I, in fact, had. And so she did a very brief interview with me in which I expressed what had happened and how I met my wife, who I have been married to going on 4 years. So that was yesterday. I don't know if it's on YouTube yet. I did DVR it, and I would love if somebody could tell me, can you make a copy of something you've put on a DVR? I know you used to be able to do that with VCRs, but can you take a DVR and somehow put a copy of it or put it on a computer? I would die for an answer to that. So please, if you know the answer, write me at bruce@brucesallen.com or tweet me at Bruce Salen. We will be back after this next break with, I hope, Wayne Levine, who is due to call any minute for the men's room. And I don't know what he and I are going to talk about because I know he won't want to talk about politics, and I don't want to talk about politics anymore. So stay tuned.